The Watson Weekly Podcast is sponsored by Mirakl. Because traditional e-commerce is just code for not growing, it's time to do better than the status quo. Join 450 retailers who are scaling six times faster with AI, automation, and a platform built for what's next. Marketplace, dropship, and retail media at enterprise-grade scale. It's time to accelerate with Mirakl. It's August 11th, 2025, and this is the Watson Weekly, your essential e-commerce digest. Today in our show, Amazon reports earnings dogged by AI questions. Shopify Q2 earnings show it's not going anywhere. Klaviyo delivers growth, but efficiency is still lacking. Recap from Austin, Octane's spicy innovation delivered event. And finally, the Investor Minute, which contains five items this week from the world of venture capital, acquisitions, and IPOs. But first, in our shopping cart full of news, Amazon Q2 earnings calls AI's biggest tech shift in our lifetime. Yet the company can't seem to shake AWS questions. Last Thursday evening, Amazon reported earnings and continued setting a pretty high bar, all the while deploying its 1 millionth robot. There was a lot to like here, but not everything, but close. The good, revenue is up 12% year over year, excluding currency effects. Operating income is up 31% year over year. Holy cow. Even with all its success, Amazon still mostly talks about three things only: wider selection, faster shipping, and sharp pricing, all elements of the famous Amazon flywheel. Everyday essentials outpace the rest of the business. It's very interesting to me that UPS reported somewhat the opposite. Essentials were outpaced by splurge purchases. I would think that Amazon itself is the difference here, with Amazon volume drawing down from UPS. The biggest Prime Day ever, they reported, signups, sales, and items sold. Haven't seen any diminishing demand from tariffs so far, which is actually similar to what Shopify has reported. They have an increased share of orders moving from direct lanes by over 40% year over year, and over 30% more same-day items last year in the United States. In the advertising sector, Amazon ads are up 22% year-over-year with a 300 million person audience across all of its properties. And AWS, or Amazon Web Services, is now a $123 billion run rate business. And AWS alone, if it were an independent company, is now 20% of Walmart's total revenue. In Q2, the third-party seller mix for Amazon as a total e-commerce business is at 62% year-over-year, which is the highest ever, up 100 basis points. In the bad sector, Amazon is actually telling us that most noise in the market about tariffs is wrong, and it's impossible to know what will happen next. No one also knows what will happen next with the forward-bought inventory, meaning all the inventory that Amazon bought before tariffs were in place, but is now selling through. Amazon Web Services grew 17.5% year-over-year, which analysts were definitely very grumpy about because its competitors are growing in the 20s. And Amazon Web Services segment margins declined from 39.5% to 32.9% in Q2. In terms of the ugly, grocery is still a sideshow at Amazon. They do have a new perishables pilot for same-day customers. And of course, millions now have access to Alexa Plus, but why not everyone? What's the holdup? I'm still waiting for my account. Hint, hint. Analysts either seem convinced that Amazon is not quite investing the right way, particularly with regards to AWS ahead of demand, since the last year they were supply constrained, or perhaps their execution is falling short. Amazon answers that it's growing from a larger base than its nearest competitor, which is true, but feels ultimately unsatisfying. Still, Investing way too far ahead of demand would likely be punished by investors and create excess capacity. So what's a company to do? But the final punchline of the entire earnings call came from Andy Jassy saying that AI is the biggest tech shift in our lifetime and said we'll change every customer experience we know and how we work. Our second story. Shopify Q2 earnings says F you to the agentic platform replacement thesis. Let me break it down for you. In an ever complex world, merchants value simplicity, and Shopify is simple. You know what's even simpler than Shopify, however? Continuing to do the same thing you do today. Merchants like that too. After all, I've always reported here, merchants would rather gnaw off their own damn arm than replatform their website. Witness that it took President Harley Finkelstein years and years of conversations with a merchant in its own backyard that he knows personally, Canada Goose, to even verbally commit to move to Shopify. And we're not yet even speaking about actually moving, just committing to move. Add up both of these things and existing e-commerce platforms are going to do just fine. And you know what's more complex? Asking agents to build you a new platform and then asking them to maintain it. Many out there in the software universe are asking you to believe that each merchant will end up maintaining their own unique software. Logic would dictate that these would converge on something, well, simpler than millions of merchants asking the same agents to do the same goddamn thing. But, oh, the earnings numbers. What about Shopify earnings? Okay, let's walk through a few key metrics from Shopify earnings. Shop Pay GMV increased by 65%. Yeah, 6. European GMV was up 49%. And can you say that European platforms have been asleep? I can. Merchant solutions revenue is up 33% and subscription services is up around 19%. And GMV and revenue are both up 31%. And Q3 is predicted in the mid to high 20s. Gross profit is up an amazing 25%. Why did the stock go up so much? Wall Street ultimately believes they're sandbagging. On tariffs, Shopify reported ultimately that no news is good news, no effect on demand. On agentic, my feeling is that for agentic retail at Shopify, digital wallets are still relevant in an agentic era. And unless that purchase was not likely to be in a digital wallet anyway, advantage still goes to Shop Pay and companies like PayPal. But watch out, it's likely that OpenAI will also have a wallet. And when they do, just like Amazon Buy with Prime, they will be forced to reckon with Shopify, who will, of course, be there with arms open. Let's not forget, in the world where everything is kind of just a wrapper of someone else, Shopify is still a payments company masquerading as a platform. And by the way, don't believe me? Look at the platform limitations that spring up when you don't choose native Stripe Shop Pay on Shopify. Which, even if you believe your agentic platform disruption thesis, which is kind of shorthand for maybe we're not going to need an e-commerce platform in the future, you still have to ultimately eat and tear down all existing digital commerce into agents, which is going to take a long time to play out. And of course, not just any e-commerce agents, but those that buy without intervention, which is going to be even longer. And finally, you're also going to have to reckon with, oh yeah, that pesky physical retail thing, which is not really going to happen because shopping is communal and social, not just technical. Still, agentic commerce is coming, and it is important, but history will likely show us that most of the spoils will go to the big AI-powered incumbents who are not sleeping, namely Google, Amazon, Meta, and one new native entrant, namely OpenAI. Each decade, by the way, seems to produce only one new scaled company. In this case, that name is OpenAI. Everyone else, beware. Hello, Perplexity. Please prepare to niche down. Our third story. Klaviyo delivers growth, but efficiency still lacking. Klaviyo just reported Q2 earnings, and it looks like, here's a summary. The company just reported 32% revenue growth and now reports over 176,000 customers. The cohort of customers paying at over $50,000 a year grew faster at 38%, highlighting Klaviyo's ability to expand its account base. Still, that number is only about 3,200 customers. Overall, this does seem to be a key metric as its net revenue retention is at 108%, which is quite good, but not fantastic. You can imagine that some kind of service cloud offering from Klaviyo could truly accelerate this number. The company also has expansion plans, by the way. Klaviyo identified that so many service conversations are actually marketing and sales conversations, and so the company feels like it has a future there. As a result, the company is in a private beta of a help desk and a conversational agent. The CEO, Andrew Bialecki, indicates that the total addressable market for the service offering could be the same as the current marketing offering. That said, Klaviyo does have some issues. While it's still early stage, the company doesn't seem to be built very efficiently. The core of the business is designed for SMB, yet they need to win upmarket in enterprise to take share from Salesforce. And they're expanding aggressively internationally. And now they've started building a service offering. All this to say, while revenue grew 32% year over year, operational expenses grew 38% year over year, faster than revenue. And in the age of efficiency, any company whose profit margin is not keeping pace with its revenue could be called into question. The particular worrying point is how general and administrative expenses grew around 50% year over year. In the age of AI, how is that freaking possible? I was told that humans weren't necessary anymore. While the company is much newer in the public markets than other SaaS providers like Shopify, it doesn't mean it can spend indiscriminately. Still, the company has a big opportunity ahead of it and raised its full-year guidance to 27 to 28% revenue growth. And our last story. Recap from Austin. Austin Spicy Innovation Delivered event. We were hosted by Chris Worley and the entire Octane team in Austin last week at their Innovation Delivered event. The theme was spicy shipping takes. Well, I'm not sure if our takes were spicy, especially Nate Skyver and myself, but the wings at the event were definitely spicy. For anyone who's seen Conan O'Brien on the Hot Ones podcast, we definitely weren't quite on that level, but we were something. In the shipping world, we were definitely something. If you didn't see our event, the link is in the show notes. One topic we talked about quite a bit is the difference between companies who treat shipping as part of their customer experience versus those who treat it as a cost center. Any guess which brands are succeeding and which ones are not? It's that time, friends, for our Investor Minute. First, resale marketplace Gone.com raised $6.3 million in seed funding. Seattle-based resale marketplace Gone.com has emerged from stealth and raised $6.3 million in seed funding. The company offers free pickup of reusable goods, logistics to collect goods, and sell them from multiple platforms, including its own website. Second, the Ferrero Group acquires WK Kellogg for $3.1 billion. The Ferrero Group announced it will acquire WK Kellogg Company for $23 per share in cash, representing a total enterprise value of $3.1 billion. A European confectionery company expands into a new category and a new region. Sounds like a PE transaction, right? Third, B2B car auction platform Car on Sale raises $82 million in Series C funding. Berlin-based B2B car auction platform Car on Sale raised $82 million in Series C funding that will be used to grow the team, invest in product development, and expand further in Europe. Fourth, the Acacia Group backs Common Thread Collective. Private equity investment firm The Acacia Group announced that it made an undisclosed investment in an e-commerce growth agency, Common Thread Collective. Did you know that RMW Commerce has another podcast? Check out the Watson Weekend for an unfiltered and lively e-commerce chat each week with me, Rick Watson, my co-host, Jess Lasseski, and an array of interesting guests and topics, all focused on e-commerce. You can find the Watson Weekend by searching for it on iTunes, Spotify, or YouTube. That's all for this week. Till next time, Watsonians. Hi, I'm Rick Watson, CEO and founder of RMW Commerce Consulting and host of the Watson Weekly Podcast, your essential e-commerce digest. To hear new episodes of the show every Monday morning, subscribe now at rmwcommerce.com/Watson Weekly and wherever you get your podcasts.